We're back this morning on this Thursday on KID's Morning News, and we all know the eclipse is coming August 21st, and there are so many things to think about and be concerned about, from public safety to traffic, and we'd like to welcome some of the experts into the studio this morning. We have Bruce King. He's a public information specialist with the Idaho Transportation Department, one of the local regions. Also, Ben Burke is a District 6 traffic engineer at ITD as well. Ben, Bruce, gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you in studio this morning.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
All right, we are just a few weeks away. It's about 2.5 months away before August 21st. How long has this been on your radar screen to get ready for this event, which it's anticipated could attract up to 400,000 or 500,000 additional people to East Idaho?
It's been on our radar for at least 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The first sense that I received is some concerned citizens that were in Teton County.
Yep.
And they informed me, and I started looking into it. And yes, we've started planning ever since. There's been a number of webinars and such to with Federal Highway Administration put on a webinar.
Yeah.
About how to deal with these types of crowds and these types of events.
So what are some things to know? I mean, if I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, and I'm sure our listeners are thinking, okay, how do you handle something like this? I mean, we have a region. We're not a highly populated urban area, so we're not used to having high levels of traffic. So what are you guys doing to get ready for that?
We've formulated a number of teams. Some are headed by other county agencies. ISP, Idaho State Patrol, has issued or developed a working team for first responders.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet on a monthly basis, and we'll do so until the event.
Okay. Now, we know along I-15, the corridor there's a number of construction zones that are going on. Will those be, how do you handle that? Or will they be temporarily suspended during the higher traffic? What's going to go on with the construction zones on I-15?
We're going to do our best to try to open all the lanes on I-15 to the extent possible. There's going to be probably a couple projects that can't do that,
mm-hmm.
mainly because there may be a bridge that's missing, and we're in a crossover situation where one direction is forced into one lane and then forced onto the opposite side. And it's a two-way traffic operation at certain times.
Yeah.
But for the most part, some of the construction zones that are working right now are hopefully going to be done by the time the eclipse comes.
Okay. And there's kind of an expedited schedule then to
yes.
do that. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Some of the contractors are doing great. I mean, they don't have anything in their contracts. They're They're not required to do some of the things,
yeah.
but they're getting off the road. They know that this is an issue, and they'll be as much as possible out of the way.
This may be more a question for ISP and the law enforcement side, but if there is an accident, especially in one of the bottleneck zones where there's only two lanes, what do you do in that situation? Because you could have traffic get backed up for miles within a few minutes.
Absolutely. And what we do is we try to assess the situation as quick as possible and try to get the traffic moving as quickly as we can and restore the mobility that people need in order to get where they need to go.
All right. Bruce, let's turn to you. Obviously, as a public information specialist, you want to get as much information out to the public as possible in advance of something like that. So what would you say?
Well, absolutely. And we do expect that this could be a very big event for Eastern Idaho. We being in the path of totality here, and the weather in Eastern Idaho in August typically being clear, we anticipate there might be tens of thousands, maybe even more, people coming here. And so we're taking steps to be able to receive them and make it a positive experience for all of them.
Do you have an official estimate? Because I've heard numbers as high as 500,000 people coming here. I think that's probably a lot more than is actually going to be here. But you say it's just tens of thousands?
Well, we don't have an official estimate for sure, but
yeah.
All indications are there going to be a great number of additional people coming here to this region. And so we're taking steps to do all we can to make it a good experience and have traffic safe and mobile and have people be able to go where they want to be and enjoy this event.
obviously you're hopeful that people will come here in sort of a measured way, that it's not going to be everybody decides on Monday morning a few hours before the eclipse to drive up from Salt Lake. So hopefully you'll see some of that traffic come in on maybe even the previous Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rather than all in one day.
Let me say that we have had a number of people already indicate they're coming early.
Yep.
And some will be staying late. People from all over the world, we expect, will join us here. And some know that they anticipate a lot of people here, and so they want to come early and stay put and then leave late. And so we hope that given all of that, that we have a reasonable balance of traffic and so forth. All that said, we anticipate, and I think we all acknowledge, there'll be a lot of people wanting to drive up here and see the event and then drive right back. And so it could be pretty busy on Monday.
Is the interstate the biggest concern? Or, I mean, Highway 20 is what gets you to dead center, up around Rigby area. And so what is your biggest concern, Ben, when you look at that?
Our biggest concern is US 20. We have 25,000 vehicles on that a day, where on I-15 we only have 5 up by the Sage Junction area. So we are concerned mostly with US 20. Some of our pinch points are the 119 interchange. That's the connection between I-15 and US 20. Also, we're concerned with some of the ramps in Rexburg. And we've seen that when BYU students come back from school, is there's a lot of traffic wanting to use those ramps, and they are at stop condition at the bottom of the ramp.
Yeah.
And that tends to back up onto the interstate or onto the divided highway and cause a potential for an accident. Or a crash at that location, where you have high-speed traffic next to skewed vehicles in the driving lane.
Yeah. Now, I would think, and I'm just sort of thinking strategically here, if I'm coming up from Salt Lake, and of course we want the economic activity, you know, in this area, but I might take the highway off of Blackfoot going out to Arco and go that route, because that's in the path of the eclipse. In fact, there was a news story I saw, the 10 best cities in America to view the eclipse. Arco was one of them, and I thought that was interesting. And maybe if people don't want the traffic and the congestion problems, not a bad idea.
That is a great idea. To spread out, this is a unique event, is that it's not isolated to one location. It crosses throughout our entire area.
Yeah.
And there's going to be multiple different places to view this eclipse. And that's good, but that's also tough for us to plan.
It is.
And so there's only the one lane going out towards the INL out to Arco from Blackfoot. One lane can only handle about 1,500 cars an hour at best.
Yeah.
And so that's not too many people. And then we only have a few number of lanes. We're also concerned with people in Yellowstone saying, hey, let's not go to Yellowstone today. Let's go to Mud Lake, or let's go somewhere. And then US 20 and Island Park is going to have some issues too.
Yeah.
So we're concerned at both those locations.
There are a lot of moving parts to this challenge, aren't there?
There are.
Well, I certainly wish you guys luck. And we're going to be talking again. We don't have a lot of time this morning, but as this date gets closer, we'll have you gentlemen in, and we'll continue this discussion. I'm sure there will be new issues when we do. So we appreciate it. Ben Burke, Bruce King, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.